You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The last thing we spoke about was Kinyan Shtar. Because the Minchas Chinuch is now going through the different Kinyanim. Kesef we spoke about, we started Shtar. So the Minchas Chinuch described to us what Shtar is based on a Braisa in Kedushin Chavavim and Aleph, correct? So I don't know where we left off, but I think we should pick up from that the Shtar that is written from a Meicher Kualaikeach has to say on it, Sadai, my field, Mechuralach, O Nasunalach B'matana. And he writes this on a Nia or a Cheres. And the Minchas Chinuch says it needs one of three things. Correct? You have that? It needs either Ksav Yadai, that it is written, the text of the Shtar is written in the handwriting of the Meicher, the seller or the giver, or it has Eide Chasima, or it has Eide Mesira. So we mentioned last time there's a famous machlokas throughout Shas, machlokas Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir. What creates a shtar? Now, even though it's brought by Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin Pevav says that Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Elazar are arguing about all shtaras, not just Gittin, but even shtare mechira, and whether a shtar mechira needs Eide Mesira. No, needs Eide Chasima. Do Eidim actually have to sign the shtar? Because there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Gimel Gittin Psulim. This Mishnah is found in Gittin Gimel Mabez and Gittin Pevav. Gimel Gittin Psulim. This is not in the Minchas Chinuch, what I am quoting right now. Gimel Gittin Psulim. One is Kasav B'Ksav Yadu Ve'in Alav Eidim, Kasav Alav Eidim Ve'in Bozman, and the last one is Ein Bo and Yesh Bo Eid Echad. Then Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Afal Pish Ein Alav Eidim. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, even if there are no Eidim at all signing the Shtar, Rabbi Elazar says, Im Nasan Lifnei Eidim, if the Shtar is given in front of Eide Mesira, then the shtar is a good shtar, no matter what, even if there's no signatures at all, as long as there are Eide Mesira. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is, not only is this good b'dieved, but even lechatchila, I can give a shtar without Eide Chasima, and it's good based on Eide Mesira. So as I mentioned, there's a major machlokes between the Rif and Taisus. When Rabbi Eliezer says, Eide Mesira Karsi, he says, I can give a shtar without any Eidim signing it at all. Does he mean to say Af Eide Mesira Karsi? The Rif is of the opinion Af Eide Mesira Karsi. The Rabbi Elazar will agree with Rabbi Meir that if there are Eide Chasima, it's good. But he holds Af Eide Mesira Karsi. I can even get away without Eide Chasima. But if there were Eide Chasima, the Rif says, Rabbi Elazar for sure is Maida, that it's a good shtar. So that's the Shita of the Rif.
That's a good shtar even without Eide Mesira?
Yes. Right. Af Eide Mesira. Meaning that Rabbi Elazar is coming to Mechadish, that for sure with Eide Chasima it works, but I'll even be Mechadish that there's an alternative. Even if there aren't Eide Chasima, Af Eide Mesira.
In other words, he holds that the Eide Chasima become the Eide Mesira because...
Well, whatever
the
shtar is for. I'll get to that.
You need Mesira. You must have Mesira.
We definitely have to have Mesira.
And Rabbi, so we'll get to, when the Rabbeir ate a Chasima currently, that means without any Mesira.
Correct. Right. So that's the Shita's Harif. Af Eide Mesira Karsi. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Balamor and many Rishonim disagree and say it says nowhere in the Shas Af. It says Eide Mesira Karsi. And if it says Eide Mesira Karsi, Rabbi Elazar is Dafka. Meaning that according to the Balamor and Taisvis, Rabbeinu Ephraim, many Rishonim, there's a long discussion on Pevav, 3-4 pages in the Rif of all the Shitas Rishonim and Rais back and forth. Taisvis on Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph in Gittin and Pevav is of the opinion, like the Balamor, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Rabbi Elazar is Dafka Eide Mesira. Meaning, Eide Chasima alone will not work according to Rabbi Eliezer. That is the Sheet of Taisus. So Tosfos says, I don't understand something.
And they are necessary altogether.
What?
You don't need them.
Correct. You don't need Eidei Chasima. So although, there's a problem. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'edim Chosmin Al Haget Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So it says, the Eidim do sign a get Mipnei Tikkun Olam, is a Mishnah in Gittin. So the question is, according to Rebbe Elazar, how do you learn that? So the way Rebbe Elazar learns that is that since according to Rebbe Elazar, Eidei Chasima also work, and his chiddush is af Eidei Mesira, it means that in order to ensure that a get works, even Rebbe Elazar would say, I have Eidei Chasima. Tosfos says that's not what it means. And Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Balamor say that's not what it means. It means like this, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you need Eidei Mesira according to Tosfos in the Balamor. And Eidei Chasima can never work. It means like this. Let's say the Eidei Mesira would die or be unable to be located. How could I ever prove that this woman was divorced? So Tosfos says that's what the Mishnah means. In order that you should have a shtar raya. That even though Rabbi Elazar says that this shtar doesn't work unless there are Eidei Mesira, and Eidei Chasima do not create a get. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar will agree that the shtar is a shtar raya. Meaning that if Eidim sign a get, even though I need Eidei Mesira in order for the get to be valid, if a woman produces a get later with Eidei Chasima, then Rabbi Eliezer will agree it's a shtar raya.
The Mishnah even sounds like a raya to Rabbi Elazar, because according to Rabbi Meir, why did I have to say my tikkun olam? I need Eidei Chasima because I need Eidei Chasima.
So the Gemara discusses that.
There's a, that Mishnah Lacher is dafka going according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Well, there's a discussion about that in the Gemara.
Is it Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer?
I think it's Rabbi Eliezer. No?
No,
because Rabbi Elazar is the classical Rabbi Elazar Hagadol, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Elazar, I think, is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, right? So this is the classical Rabbi Elazar. So I think it's Rabbi Elazar. Anyway, so Tosfos is of the opinion, interestingly enough, that according to Rabbi Elazar, even though Eidei Chasima are not karse at all, Eidei Chasima could serve to create a shtar raya. So, but I don't understand, Tosfos says. I understand it's a shtar raya, that a woman comes with a get that has signatures. How do you know there were Eidei Mesira? So Tosfos says a fascinating thing. Tosfos says that if a woman produces a shtar with Eidei Chasima, you can assume it's a good get, because mistama, if she produces a get with Eidei Chasima, mistama, that it was Maser Lifnei Eidim. Meaning you could say this woman is a Megoreshes, and she's no longer an Eishes, she's based on a Mistama. Mistama, if she produces a get with Eidei Chasima, Mistama, there were Eidei Mesira. That's the sheet of Tosfos. There's a very interesting Lashon in the Ran on Pei Vav, who says, what type of Mistama? What's this Mistama? He says, it's not a Mistama. The Ran says an unbelievable lumdisha thing. When, according to Rabbi Elazar, you give over a get with Eidei Chasima, those Eidei Chasima that are in the get act as Eidei Mesira according to Rabbi Elazar. Meaning that the Eidei Chasima perform the function of Eidei Mesira. Very interesting idea in the Ran. That even though you don't have actual Eidim standing there, the Eidei Chasima in the shtar, the Ran says, act as Eidei Mesira.
In what sense?
That's what he says. It's an interesting thing. That's what he says.
But the Lechayr Taisus can't learn like that. I mean, if you hold Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti, that means that you're saying that's correct.
That's why Taisus has the Mistama.
Oh.
That's why Taisus says Mistama. Yeah. So the Ran is very interesting. The Ran is a different take on the Rif, correct? Meaning, yes, Eidei Chasima can work according to Rabbi Elazar. But not because Rabbi Elazar goes ahead and will agree that there are two tracks. The Ran seems to say there's one track, Eidei Mesira. But he says a very interesting thing, a lumdisha thing, that those Eidei Chasima since they're part of the get and they're given over from the Baal to the Isha, become the Eidei Mesira. Okay, whatever that means, it's not a lumdus. I'm sure there's a whole lumdus you could say over, but I just want to tell you that interesting, you know, nuance in the Ran. Anyway, so the Minchat Chinuch says there are three things that create a get, that create a shtar, right? What does he say? What is it? Ksav Yadai, Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, correct?
So, yeah, what about Ksav Yadai get?
Okay, so I'll talk about that. So that's the Mishnah. Gimel Gitin Psulin. Kosav B'Ksav Yadai, Ve'ein Alav Eidim. If you have only Ksav Yadai and you have no Eidim, that's Pasul Midrabanan, but it's good Midraisa. So there's a question, who is that going according to? So Taisvus and Gitin Gimel Beis says that's Aliba de Rab Meir, that Eide Chasima Karse, a Getsha Kosav B'Ksav Yadai is good according to Reb Meir, who says Eide Chasima Karse. This is the Lashon of Tosfos. She'ein lecha chasima gedoyla mizu. That is the Lashon of Tosfos. That kasav b'ksav yado is good according to Reb Meir, because ein lecha chasima gedoyla mizu.
Do you need anything to prove that it's his chasima, though?
Well, you need some proof. You need either, you know, like any kiyum shtaris. Yeah. You need Adam to say this is his ksav yado, or you can compare the signatures. Whatever the process in Beis Din is to verify a signature, once you prove it's ksav yadai, Tosfos says a lashon ein lecha chasima gedoyla mizu. So I had an interesting argument with my son Akiva. There's a Rashi on Pei Vavam at Aleph that says kasam b'ksav yadai is good according to Reb Meir, but Rashi on Pei Vavam at Aleph doesn't use the lashon ein lecha chasima gedoyla mizu. He uses a lashon mishum hodas bal din. So my son Akiva insisted that's the same thing. Ein lecha chasima gedola mizu and mishum hodas bal din is the same thing. I did not explain the distinction, but to me, I am not sure if the lashon of ein lecha chasima gedola mizu and hodas bal din is exactly the same meaning. But there's a problem. Hodas bal din doesn't work by gittin. Correct? So what does it mean, Shum Hodos Baldin? So what Akiva is saying is correct, Mishum Hodos Baldin is another way to say, Ein Lecha Chasima Gedola Mizu, then I understand it. But if Mishum Hodos Baldin is something else and something new, then how could it work by Gittin? How could you say Ksav Yado works by Gittin, which it does, if Hodos Baldin doesn't work by Gittin in Kedushin? Okay, that's a separate point. But nevertheless, Ksav Yado works. So let me tell you something interesting that ties into Purim a little. How are you going to tie this into Purim? So I'll tell you how. On Ayin Dalem and Beis and Sanhedrin, at the very end of the famous Tosfos that we've gone through, Esther Befarhes Yehi, where Tosfos asks the famous question, why does the Gemara question Esther's conduct with Achashverosh because it was Befarhes Yehi? Let's question it based on the fact that it was Gilai Arias. Or Eishas Ish, correct? There's a long Tosfos that gives two answers. Rabbeinu Tam's famous answer, that Bias Goy is not a Bia, and then the Rivam's answer of Karka Olam. But then at the very end of Tosfos says, I don't understand. It says in the Gemara Megillah, Kasher Avarati Avarati, meaning she said, look, I have been orphaned, and now I'm going to lose my husband Mordechai, because I'm going to approach Achashverosh willingly, and not only in terms of being forced. Therefore, I'm going to be usher to Mordechai. Karasher avarati avarati. Tosfos says, I don't understand something. Let Mordechai go ahead and give a get to Esther, and let her be megureshes. Because as Tosfos says, interestingly enough, in Ayin Dalem and Beis Sanhedrin, the iser of machsher grushasai is only if she's married in the interim. But if she's mezana in the interim, without a formal nesuin, there is no issur to be machsher grushasai. So let Mordechai, Tosfos asks, go ahead and give what? Give a get to Esther. So he says, v'yesh leimar, he was afraid that if there was a whole ceremony of a get, that yodeh le'achashverosh. Achashverosh would somehow, vis-a-vis the Eidim, be notified in the whole procedure, and it would blow her whole cover. So there's a ritva I found in Megillah that asks an interesting question. Go ahead and write a ksav yado and give it to her beino levena. So you see, according to this ritva holds that a get that's written b'ksav yadai, that's given beino levena, works. So you know what the ritva answers? Ein meshivin ala agada. It's not got it to leave me alone.
Oh, well.
But anyway, that's a very interesting ritva. So Taisvas in Gittin Dalam Aleph is beferish against this ritva. And it's interesting because the ritva raises that question, B'Shem Taisvas. And the question is B'Shem Taisvas in Sanhedrin. But in Sanhedrin, Taisvas doesn't mention Ksav Yadai. It's only the ritva that mentions the question B'Shem Taisvas. And says Ve'in Meshivin Al Agada. Taisvas, however, in Sanhedrin never mentions Ksav Yadai. So that might be Taisvas Lishitase and Gittin Dalamanov. Taisvas and Gittin Dalamanov says like this, that even according to Reb Meir, who holds Eide Chasima Karsi, and every star is a good star without Eide Chasima, and I don't need Eide Mesira for a star to be good. Holds, however, by a get, that the get has to be given lifnei edim, not midin shtar, but midin ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim.
That's according to Rabbi Eliezer.
That's according to Reb Meir.
That
the chiddush is that Rabbeinu Tam used to say, even according to Reb Meir, who holds edei chasim makarsi, and the shtar, in order to be a good shtar, does not need edei mesira. So, for instance, a shtar mecher, according to Reb Meir, could be done with a shtar, Eide Chasima, and a moicher lokeach. Correct? According to Reb Meir, I do not need Eide Mesira for shtar mecher or a shtar matana. However, a get, Taisus and Dalar Manalf and Gittin says, must be given lifnei Eidim, even according to Reb Meir, even though a shtar mecher does not have to be given before Eidim, because ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. Meaning, just like a Kedushin ceremony requires two Edim under the chuppah, a Gittin ceremony requires two Edim there, Mishum Dover Shebe'erva. Which is interesting. That's Taisus' sheet, the Dalar Madalf. L'chaira, the Taisus that Ritva brings, L'chaira doesn't hold like that, correct? Because what does the Ritva ask, B'Shem Taisus? Let Mordechai give Esther a get, B'Ksav Yado Beino Leveina. So if there was a requirement, like Taisvah says, to have Edim there, not midin shtar, but midin ein davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim, l'chayra, the same answer could be given, that the public would know about it if there are Edim there, mishum, ein davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim.
Is the only time that you need shnayim of the davar shebe erva, and a davar shebe din doesn't work, is by Kedushin, because chav lachrini. But by Gittin, there's no chav lachrini, it's biyodah to give her the get bal karchav. So why shouldn't the dos bal din? Could be kamei edim and you have shnayim.
You're telling me there's no chav lachrini by Gittin?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you grab a Gittin, please?
I trust you if you say I'm not.
A client.
Yeah.
For a client.
What? Yes.
Yeah. That's a chav lachrini.
The answer said to kahana.
Oh, I mean, there's no chav lachrini like by kedusha.
Can you read the last line in Taisvas Dalam and Aleph? In the Taisvas Kaimel and Karibalazar on the bottom.
The last one?
Yeah.
It is Rebelazar, by the way, not Karibalazar.
It just says Reish Aleph, so how do you know?
Because I looked the. it is
okay, fine, whatever.
Okay. All right. Aval Kedushin, Vigerushin, Mamahan, Dos Valdin. Mishun Mechai Vacher. That is a test over here. I don't know what's going on.
No, he continued reading. He explains why in each case.
The Gedushin Osir La'akrov. Okay. The Gedushin Osir La'akrov him. The Gedushin Osir La'akrov. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Chavachin for the Kain.
Okay, so anyway, there's this the interesting.
I keep saying it's because of Hadas Baldin.
What?
You said you sent out.
No, Rashi on Pei Vav Amud Aleph says Mishum Hadas Baldin.
Baget Sabyad?
It's interesting. Yeah. It says Ksav Kazim. I don't know. I have to see it. I thought it just meant it didn't mean real hodos baldin. It meant ein lecha chasima gedola mizu, meaning that the whole purpose of chasimas edim is to verify that there's a dasa mischayev, that there's actually somebody who is what? Making a commitment. So if the whole point of edus is to what? Verify that a guy is going ahead and making a commitment. Ksav yado is ein lecha chasima gedola mizu, clearly shows the fellow's commitment, correct? That's what I thought it meant. I didn't think it meant real hodos baldin. Anyway, so we have ksav yadai, we have edei mesira, and we have edei chasima, correct? So ksav yadai is interesting. How about ksav yadai according to Rabbi Eliezer? What do you think? According to Rabbi Eliezer, I was wondering about this. If kasav b'ksav yadai, according to Rabbi Eliezer, could you just give it over or not?
It would be the chilek between the Taisus and the Ran.
Yeah, Lechari, you're correct. That's what I was thinking. According to Taisus, definitely not. But the Ran has this interesting idea.
No, I would say Fakert. I was going to say Fakert. But why don't you say what you said first? And then
No, go ahead.
I would say, according to Taisus, it could work. It would work because Mestama, again, you have the same Mestama.
But it works as a Shtaraya. I'm saying, let's say, meaning that if a woman shows up in Bezdin,
because it's a raya, because
with ksav yadai,
it is a raya.
It's a but raya
because it's ksav
let's say you know,
that
let's say you know for sure there were no edei mesira there, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Would ksav yadai work if I knew for sure there were no edei mesira? Meaning there's no edei mesira. No, it's Taisus says that edei chasima works according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Taisus. Is of the opinion that Rabbi Eliezer is dafka edim mesir karti. It's dafka, not af, dafka.
Correct.
So it's pashat that if you knew there were no edim mesir, it's not going to work because Rabbi Eliezer is dafka. Now, but however, Tosfos says that if you have a shtar raya,
correct,
then there's a mestama that there were edim mesir. In other words, mestama, the same mestama that you have when they're edim chasima, mestama was given the right way. So mestama with ksav yadai, mestama is also given the right way with edim mesira. It's the same mestama. It's the exact same mestama.
Okay.
But according to the Ran, that he's saying that the edim chasima act as the edim mesira, then you need edim. Then the ksav yadai can't be edim because it's not edim.
Interesting. I hear what you're saying.
According to the Ran, that the edim
chasima. So you're answering a little different.
Mesira, then you have the edim mesira.
You're answering a little different question than I asked. You're answering the question is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, can ksav yado serve as a shtar raya? That's what you're answering.
Ain lecha chaser chasima gedolim mizu. That's a raya. Ksav yado is the best raya.
Okay, fine. I wanted to go a step further. When you made an assumption in that, do you think, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that edei mesira karsi, ksav yado could work? Meaning, according to the Ran, that says, right, a little different kinach in the riff. Meaning, not that like the riff says that Rabbi Eliezer will accept Rabbi Meir Shita, but rather Edei Chasima can somehow function as Edei Mesira with the Mesiras Haget, with the Edei Chasima. Could Ksav Yado, according to the Ran, work as Edei Mesira? So you assume definitely not, correct?
That's my assumption.
Okay, I wasn't so sure about that. Okay. Anyway, this is the tie-in to Purim. The question of the Ritva's question, why didn't Mordechai give Esther a get beino levena? So according to Rabbeinu Tam and Dalar Mer Aleph, it's because even according to Reb Meir and Ksav Yadai that it would work, I still need two edim there midin, correct? The Ritva evidently did not agree with that. And the Ritva said, Eme Shivan Al Ha'agada, which is not a very satisfying answer, correct? Although the question to begin with assumes that you could ask halacha questions on Agarata, correct?
In any event, that would have to be going according to Shittas Remeir Lechaira.
Correct.
Not according to Rabbi Eliezer. It wouldn't work according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Correct. That's what I was pointing out. Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, very good. Okay, fine. So that's ksav yadai, edei mesir, and edei chasima. Okay. So we'll continue a little?
Yeah.
So if it doesn't have any of these three, the Minchas Chinuch says what? Ein zeh shtar klal, correct?
Right. Ein zeh shtar klal.
Very good.
Right? If there's no Chav Yadol, there's no Eidah Chasim, there's no Eid Masira. So
right.
Obviously, it's a Gornish. I'm a Mesechus Gittin, the Kiddushin. Choshin, Mishpatzim, and Mem, Sif, Beis.
So you're not going to explain why how it acts as an Eidah Masira, the Eidah Chasim. How do they act? How? I understand the stomach. The stomach is some kind of anansade.
Right, it's like an assumption. Understand. It's an assumption.
Unless you say this far that I'm trying to put forward for already a week.
How does the medicine of that? Is it from the first tomorrow? Probably is that.
Can I finish my statement?
Yes. It's not just
getting? Yes, that's correct. It's my favorite Gemara that Machlaikas Reb Meir and Rebbe Eliezer is not only by Gittin, but it's Af Pishtar Shtaris. It's a few Gemaras throughout Gittin. Gittin Peivav, and that Taisvus that you read, the end of Shai,
yeah.
The beginning of that Taisvus discusses that issue. And it's a Machlaikas. Now, let me tell you something very interesting that I spent a long time thinking about, and I cannot articulate it. But it is a big discussion in the Torah's Gittin and all the Akronim, including Chedusha Reb Nachum. There's a major machloikas between Taisvus and the Rif, as we articulated already, Afe de Mesira, and there's another machloikas between the Taisvus and the Rif. Do you when the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, the Rebbe Elazar, the Gemara and Dalamanov says that I have to try to go ahead and reconcile the first mission Gittin with Rebbe Elazar. Why? Because Kikaim along ke Rebbe Elazar, that Ede Mesira Karsi. So the Gemara says begin. So Taisus has a long discussion, is that Dafka or Lav Dafka? Do we paskin like Rebbe Elazar only by Gittin Ede Mesira? Or since Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir argue B'chol HaTorah Kula, when we paskin like Rebbe Elazar, it's B'chol HaTorah Kula, it's by all shtaris. That's a Feirush of Gemara. No one argues on that. That they, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir, argue by all shtaris. There's a question between Rav and Shmuel whether we paskin like Rebbe Elazar only by Gittin, or do we also paskin like Rebbe Elazar by Shar Shtaris? So Taisus points out that Shmuel's opinion is that we paskin like Rebbe Elazar b'shar shtaris, and since we paskin like Shmuel b'dine, the halacha is ke Rebbe Elazar b'shar shtaris. The Rif disagrees, and the Rif says we only paskin like Rebbe Elazar by Gittin, and we do not paskin like Rebbe Elazar b'shar shtaris. So the Torah's Gittin and all the Achronim say that machlekes of whether we paskin like Rebbe Elazar by Shar Shtaris only by Gittin is connected to the other machlokes Rif and Taisus of whether Rebbe Elazar holds from Eidei Chasima or not. So you go ahead and figure out why those two machlokes are connected. I've been trying for months to figure it out, and I have an idea, but it's hard for me to articulate it. And ain't kan makom laharich, but I just want to tell you that. So anyway, the Minchas Chinuch is saying.
A suggestion to help out.
You are sure. Listening to benstorah.com.
Ain't all the moitzi dovesh ain't mesukim betachas yoder. Right, the person will not give away a blank check. The mistoma could be if a person signs, whatever he signs will handle if it's a only gitna or anything else. He wants to accomplish something, not looking to make a kilkul. So if he signed it, he's going to see it through all the way to the end.
But I understand the mistama. I understand the mistama. I don't understand the other.
See, Tzvi says, I understand Taisus, who says that according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Chasima, Eidei Raya, you know why? Because Taisus is saying that once someone produces a shtar that is written beautifully and has proper edim on it, then mistama, I can assume, just like the Rav is saying, Tzvi is saying, I understand 100%, Tzvi is agreeing with you, that 100% mistama, I can assume everything was done correctly, for whatever reason is, like the Rav said. But what Tzvi is bothered by is the Lamdash Ran, where the Ran gives a different nuance to Rif.
They act as a...
That somehow the Eidei Chasima themselves are the Eidei Mesira. Not Mistama, because the Ran doesn't like the Mistama, but the Ran rather says that once I give over a shtar with the Eidei Chasima contained within, and I pass it over, that, according to Rabbi Elazar, functions as Eidim Mesir.
So I always try to argue, I'm trying to argue this for since last week, that the reason is because the Eidim Mesir, the Baal had it, because he said he wrote it. And now she's presenting it. It got somehow into her hands. So they are testifying, in other words,
that's correct,
that it was so in his hand and now it's in her
so you
hand.
Have a nice
that is Eidim Mesir.
That's a good Hesber. That's a good Hesber.
So that's what I thought they always did. That's the Hesber they always give.
I'm sorry, what's that?
In other words, once again, there's a Mestama, and then there's the Ran, who's a little more Lumdish. So Tzvi is saying an interesting thing. Tzvi is saying that, weren't you saying it?
No, I'm saying that the Eidim that signed on the Shtar say that the Baal wrote it, right? So it was in his hands. And now she's presenting it. How did it come into her hand? Where did it come from? Did he lose it? No, we don't assume he lose it. We lost it. We assume he gave it to her. They are testifying that he gave it to her. That's the svar of it.
So it's like a combination of an Anan Sadi with the Edom. It's like an Anan Sadi. How else did she get it?
What's different than
Mestama? Anan Sadi is something else. Anan Sadi is...
It's very different. Meaning, Mestama means that you need Edom there besides the Eide Chasima, and I assume they were there. Because I assume if this part was done correctly, the Eide Mesira being present were also done correctly. Correct? But the Ran says more Lumdish, that the Eide Chasima somehow act as Eide Mesira. Meaning I have Eide Mesira there without real Eide Mesira. Let's call it a virtual Eide Mitzira with the Eide Chasima. So Tzvi is saying a very interesting thing. So this has to do with, I remember there was a joke in the Rav Shir, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Because every Shir the Rav would say, what's a star? Right? What is a star? And there's a whole discussion about exactly how a star works. For instance, the halacha is shtarcha biyadi ma bo'i. If I have a shtar in my hand, then a guy cannot say what? That the loan is paid back. Correct? So the question is why? So why not? Let me ask you guys. Let me ask everyone here.
Because you take the shtar back.
Okay, so it's like an umdana. There are other rishonim who say it's because as if the eidim who were made in the shtar are being made on the fact that the loan is still in force. Meaning the Eidim Shebishtar are made not only on the Etzem Tochen of the shtar, but the Eidus of the shtar encompasses everything in the history and everything in the background of the shtar. For instance, the Gemara says that if two Eidim come and say, those two Eidim that wrote in the shtar are pasul. The Gemara calls it treu trei, because it's as if the Eidim in the shtar are being made on themselves that they were kosher. Where does it say they're being made that they were kosher? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that what the shtar does is it incorporates the background and the other circumstances of the shtar in the Eidus Shebishtar. So just like Rishonim say, it's as if the shtar is being made, that what, that the loan is not paid up. It could be that the circumstances of the shtar, like Tzvi said, are that what? Obviously, it emanated from the Baal, and now it's sitting in the Isha, and I've got Eide Chasima there.
So what if the Baal Tainas, you're right, I wrote it, and I was planning on divorcing you, but I changed my mind, and you grabbed it. How is the Eidus Chasima made, the history of the shtar that she got?
You lost it. All these kinds of things don't work. They don't
see,
work.
See, when you're tiny, you paid it back, then what's the shtar doing by you?
What the shtar is doing by you is a umdna, is a chazaka. Meaning, it's a chazaka that most people will not pay back a loan without taking the shtar back. Correct? So that's a chazaka.
So
the problem is there's a sugya in Ksubas Yitesa Man Aleph that discusses moda b'shtar shekosfo tzorech l'kaimo ein tzorech l'kaimo. So according, and I always get confused, I have to work it through. There's machlokas whether if a guy is maida that this shtar is makuyim, Can he then taina parati? Or does he have a migo against the shtar to say, look, I could have challenged the shtar and said, tsarich lekaimai. Correct? By the very fact that I didn't challenge the shtar, and I say it's a shtar makuyam, believe me, parati. So there's a machloikas whether maida b'shtar shekasvai, is it a good migo and tsarich lekaimai? And therefore the loiva has to be makayim it on his own and take away the guy's migo, or ain't tsarich lekaimo and the migo is good. So Taisus on Yatesam at Aleph, it's like a Shas Taisus everyone has to know. And I'm saying this and I don't remember all the details of Taisus while I'm saying we all have to know this Taisus. But Taisus Yatesam at Aleph says, I don't understand something. We believe in migo, so why would anyone go ahead and contradict this migo? Why isn't it a good migo? Why does Mon Man Diomer say Modu B'Shtar Shekosvo Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai and we throw the guy's migo away? So Taisus gives a few reasons. The problem is, according to one reason, that Mestama, he would have gone and taken the shtar back. All the other versions of Taisus and Rishonim say that it's migo neged a chazaka. And whether migo works for Makom Chazaka is a long sugya in Bava Basra, Hayam, and Bez. So therefore, Taisvis gives different answers. And one of the interpretations of one of the answers Taisvis gives, it's as if the shtar is being made that there was no peroin neged the migo. And it's migo b'makom eidim. So I'm just saying that what Tzvi is saying, this idea that somehow the eidim are being made based on the circumstances and the history of the shtar is not a new idea, but it is an accepted idea in how shtaris work. Okay, so let's read just a few lines so we can say, well, I'd say a few lines. Okay.
Okay. Ubedavar Sheyuchal lehizdayif ayin sham simin men beis mashin is part of ayin sham b'sev k'tzes ocheshin siv kat nala. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't able to look that up, so.
Okay. V'zeh b'matona avol b'mecher loy samcha daitoy ad sheyekabel hama'os.
So in other words, when would a shtar be a final complete sale? That will always be the case by a matona. Because there's never any condition or contingency. But by a mecher, where it's mainly being given over as a shtar raya, I would say that that shtar mecher, that shtar raya cannot serve as a shtar mecher, and the kinyan will not be complete unless the maos follows. Okay? Very good.
In other words, we're saying that a shtar mecher does not complete the transaction until the maos is.
That's correct, because there's no smichas das. That's correct.
So we said before, kosolo bein ol yaram. I'm going back. Alhacheres or actually, I'm sorry. Emshen hashem for the sodai mechuralach on the sunalach umasur shtali alokech kono hasoda.
Saying that's by matana.
No, but he said sodai mechuralach.
I think it means that when you get the money retroactively, it's the shtar that affects the kinyan.
Right, that's correct.
It's a
correct
aspect.
That's correct.
Kesef does it. The shtar does the kinyan. You just need a tnai that does kesef.
That's correct.
So the transaction takes place as of the time that the shtar is conveyed.
Yes.
The tnai that the money is later conveyed. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. Upirti adinim ein darki lichto b'chibur izeh, rak haklal b'kitzer, the shtar habi kinyan min ha-toyra, the zeh nikra shtar mikne, the ain yicholim lachzar.
Right.
Kegoyin shekana b'shtar, v'hasoder shayich lilekeach. In other words, he can't be chayzer. Okay.
In other words, don't think shtar is a kinyan derabanan or a takana, right? Shtar, in other words, we had this discussion by kesef by metaltlin, correct? Whether kesef by metaltlin is a kinyan derais or not. That's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we said. Rabbi Yochanan says, dvar Torah mo'os konos, and Reish Lakish says, the whole kinyan kesef metaltlin is only a takana midarabanan. But shtar, you should know, is a 100% valid kinyan doraisa, okay? But it does not work by metaltolin. It only works by karka. Go ahead, continue.
You seem to assume that the money is given after the seer of the star. That's a wrong assumption. Usually people, if you know that the whole Kenyan is totally on the star, you'll make sure, or the guy, whoever's giving it over, make sure the money was taken care of. Okay.
But you see, but karka is nikna b'kesef. So if he gave the money already, if he gave the money already, it must not be kind of the kesef, and the star would only be the star
right. What about an installment sale?
What about chazaka?
So that's the same problem there.
He's not giving the money. What about chazaka? He's giving the money later.
That's a kasha then. Chazaka also.
Same thing.
So what happened?
Is chazaka also told on the money?
Yes. Everything is told on smichas das. Yes.
With the whole seller before, remember?
So it's clear that the money is coming afterwards.
Kenyan.
Not necessarily.
Kenyan Kesef. That was the same seller.
So you're saying the money is coming after.
You said it's the same thing here.
This Kenyan just makes it such that it's conveyed, and in the event that he gives the money, he can't be chayzer. He has the it's essentially the option of the buyer now.
Let's talk about like super. You told the chosen you're making a kenya right now, right? Is the you're right. The kesef could be a kenyan if you say this is the kenyan. This is not a kenyan. Chazok is the kenyan. The star is the kenyan. What's the kenyan? Make up your mind. Either this or the other one. You can't pull it both ways.
If the kesef is all here, then there's a reason not to use the kesef as the mode of Kenyan.
Right. So there's three options, and if the star is the Kenyan, forget about the money.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're gonna finish the paragraph.
Mayin chayshim mishmas din gabi star matana ba'omer.
Omer Imru. So Omer Imru is a very interesting sugya. It's a sugya by Gittin. If I appoint a shliach to write a get for me, can that shliach now appoint another shliach to fulfill, what I prescribed to him? So there's a question by shtar mechira also. I ask you to write a shtar mechira for me. Can you go ahead and now offload that responsibility of the shtar mechira to another fellow? Which is interesting. Because who said you need shlichas by shtar mechira? By get, there's a requirement to shlichas, correct? Or tzivui habal. So there's a discussion by shtar mechira. You need the das hamischayev of the meicher, correct? To be mechayev himself to make a sale. So the question is, if I ask Sefer Aleph to write a shtar mechira for me, can that Sefer Aleph go ahead and hire another Sefer Beis to write for me? So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very interesting question, no?
I don't understand the previous one that he read before.
What?
You're saying that you give a star, it's dependent on the money? What do you mean?
In other words, that the Kenyan star...
You have a claim of money. You have a claim of money, but this Kenyan took place, didn't it? That's the whole idea behind it. Most installment sales and purchase money mortgages, they're all... The document is written first. The transfer actually takes place. The other person becomes the owner. He owes money after that point.
He has to get some.
It's not this.
It's not some of that.
So what are we talking about? Are we talking about King Kesef? He has to get some money. He doesn't have to get some money.
I think we're saying like this. Unless there is a prescribed zekifas milveh.
In other words, if in the document,
in other words,
you could pay it a year for.
Correct. Unless there's a prescribed zekifas milveh. The assumption is that his Gemirat Das is not complete unless you receive consideration.
We're not talking about installment sales at all.
Correct.
We're talking about a transaction. You give it to me. It's almost like a chalitah.
It's like when you go to the
give me the star, give you
money.
Sign,
please pay upon serving. They're not turning you the pizza unless you give the money.
Others
don't know that they might want the pizza before the money. You pay after you eat. Really, it happens in stores. They'll eat, they'll pay later. Others want it right up front. I'm
bringing
a ride from pizza, but
pizza lechor is metaltlin, no?
It's getting too close to Pesach to be talking about pizza now.
Okay,
Avram, you'll finish up, please.
V'zeh shayach gam b'shtar mecher im hu shtar mikne.
Right.
Im hu rotza liknois b'shtar luchud. What?
No. And all of these things apply to a shtar mecher as well as a shtar matana. Correct? If you've made it clear that I am willing to go ahead and, like Tzvi said, make an installment sale.
Okay, all right, that's it.
Meaning, if I want to make the whole Kinyan dependent on Shtar and make other plans for consideration, then the Shtar Mecher would have all of the halachas of a Shtar Matana. That's it. We finished the paragraph?
No. No. Shtar Dukaina, Yalfina Bishasta Kedushin, Chafav Amanal, Pasuk, the Ekach, the Sefer Hamikna. Vizeo Shtar Kinyan, Velo Shtar Raya. Rapa also Shtar Nikne Hasada, Kainu Zersa Kosov. Ukshtar but Kozel Lomahani Beede Goyim, the Lav Shtar Rayu, El Shtar Mikna, the Hanu Lavin Eshtarnin, who can before begin, you know, Bez Bechashim is put Simon.
I have a challenge for you. I have a challenge for you.
If they agree, they both agree.
I have a challenge for you. My challenge is, though he quotes a Gemara. He says, the Gemara in Gittin Yerom Beis says, right? Ha'lav b'nei shtar ninhu. Is that what he says the text of the Gemara is in Yerom Beis?
V'hanu lav b'nei shtar ninhu kimavur b'gittin Yerom Beis.
Okay, it doesn't say that in Gittin Yerom Beis. It says, ha'lav b'nei krisus ninhu.
But
he had a big problem. I looked up the Gemara.
They're also not B'nai Shtara.
But it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
No, it doesn't say, but he's just saying that Croesus is just another kind of get. So, just another kind of star. But I don't know what
he means.
He
means
that
anything you learn from a Pasuk, which is Gzeres HaKosov, like he said, if it's Gzeres HaKosov, we learn from a Pasuk. So just like we learn out from a Pasuk, we need Croesus from a Pasuk, so they had not B'nai Croesus. Also in Navi, when we say that the Shtar is there, they're not in the Pasuk and the Navi.
You're making that analysis.
But first of all, why are they B'nai Raya altogether? What Neman is
no, that they could agree on. They could agree in advance. It's not a chalos.
But the guy can say afterwards,
not a chalos. It's not a chalos. You could agree to anything you want in Mamnus. You could agree to any condition you want. So you could agree that Goy could be the fine, that's fine. But once you need a chalos, you need a real aid for that.
How did the Chosha Mishpat bring it down?
Do you follow what I'm saying now?
I wasn't able to see it.
The essence of the chalos is the raya.
Maybe.
That's really the underlying lumdus of it. It's all about the raya.
In other words, it is true.
In other words, that's what Edom are. The essence of Edus is raya. Edus is to be made. What happened?
But here,
that's the raya.
That's being right.
And you cannot have a chalos without a proper raya.
That's
when
true.
We say ain't davar shevim ever pas mishnayim, you know, or ain't you know davar mamunus, so you know pas mishnayim. Everything apiyashnayim made the yakum davar. It's apiyashnayim made the yakum davar that you need the raya.
But you don't need,
and you cannot have a chalos without the requisite
true.
Raya.
That's so true. But the reverse Maybe. Is not true. The reverse is not true. You could have a raya without having a chalos.
Correct.
I could lend you money, and I could agree with you that it's the same thing as it's masna mashes kosvatara. With it's if there's no masna mashes by divrei mamonos, by mamonos is not because of mamonos. You could agree whatever you want.
Look, there's a sugya on Gittin, even though
if you have a star shipper and you have a knane, you need Adam. There's no chalos without the raya. The star is a chalos. It's not a raya. Shtar Gittin is definitely a chalos.
Yeah, you probably need to aid them by Shtar Shepherd.
You do.
You definitely need aided by Shtar Shepherd.
Sure.
Either aid them
or aid that's not mominous. Shtar Shepherd is not mominous. That's not mominous. It's a get. It's a real get. It's called a get Shepherd. There's a chalos required. There's a chalos required. Because he becomes a chai b'mitzvah at that point.
You need a raya because the guy can argue, but it doesn't make the chalos.
No. In other words, it's really simple. I this is my understanding of it. This whole notion of chalos is almost a misnomer. Chalos is dependent on raya. In other words, there are certain conventions that you must have in order for a transaction. Any society has to have conventions. And the convention is This is not a valid transaction if there's no contract. Okay, I said that I did it. Yeah, but we've established that without a valid contract that can attest to the transaction, we're not going to acknowledge it. Torah says the same thing. Without a proper raya, we need a raya of shnayim in order to give mises besdin and in order to extract money and in order to create a status that's going to lead to mises besdin. Without the proper raya, we don't acknowledge the transaction.
And even if the
man and the woman say they come into Bez and they say he gave me a ring and the woman admits to it and the man admits to it, but there were no edim. But society cannot acknowledge that because we can't give misa based on your say so. Therefore, the transaction is null and void. Let's say he says I gave to her kedushin. So should we ask her sister on him because of his hadar?
That we know.
Yes, shavnach chadichadisur. Yeah.
No, but if he says that there were no edim, it was just beinu leveinatzma, it's not going to be good.
Correct.
There's no chalais because the Torah says without the requisite raya, there will be no chalais.
By the way, it starts with the raya. I just want to say, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says exactly what you're saying in explaining the machloikas between Taisvus and the other Rishonim, whether according to Reb Meir, who holds Eide Chasima Karse, I still need Eidim Lakim Hadover for right Ein Dover Shemir Pachos Mishnayim. Because he says, what is the reason for Ein Dover Shemir Pachos Mishnayim and Eidim Lakim Hadover? Eidim Lakim Hadover mean that if I have Eidim that can verify at a later date that this happened, then I say that I view the transaction as being a valid transaction because I can prove it at a later date. So if I have Eide Chasima and I have a shtar, I can prove this happened at a later date. Therefore, that's the shita that disagrees with Taisvus, that once I have Eide Chasima, I don't need separate Eid Mlekim Hadavar. But according to those shitas that hold, like Taisvus, that even though Eide Chasima are there, I still need Eidim, because Ein Dover Shemir Pachos Mishnayim. Eidim Lakim Hadavar are more than just having Eidim that can prove, act as Eide Raya. That's where, so Shmuel Rozovsky says a svara like you, that there is a shita that holds the whole idea of Eidim Lakim Hadavar is to have Eidim that can prove this took place. Sure. Once I have Eidim that can prove something took place, those Eidim function as Eidim Lakim Hadavar. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's the whole Machlaikas, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Gufa. They're according to Reb Meir, Eide Chasima Karsi. What does that mean? That as long as at a later date I have a Shtar Raya, that affects the Kinyan. That is Reb Meir Shita Gufa. And Reb Elazar disagrees. And he says that a chalos is not dependent on a raya, but a chalos is dependent on the actual shtar kinyan. Therefore, I need Eide Mesira. So the Rav Soloveitchik used to say that that's gufa de machloikas Reb Meir Reb Elazar, how shtar works. According to Reb Meir, shtar works as Mesiras Raya. That by the very fact that I give somebody a proof of ownership, that transfers ownership.
Because it all has to do with smichas das. Exactly. There is no smichas das unless there are edim that can prove it. Person that's ever time is, you could deny it. So what kind of smichas das is there? There's none. But if he could prove it, that's the smichas das. And kinyan depends on smichas das. That's the end result of all kinyanim.
You're saying all the smichas das if you can be proven alone?
Yes. If you could be proven that event happened, then you're smich das. If you could deny it, it's like plausibility, you know, plausible deniability. You don't have to make a commitment to anything because it could never be proven. So you can't ever make a kinyan without having some ability to prove that it's happened and go to court and prove it. Certainly by Nisha, getting married, you know, I could deny it.
Correct.
So, I'm just going to enjoy your companionship and I'm going to live with you. And then I'm going to deny everything happened. So what kind of spirit, what kind of commitment? What kind of woman would agree to commit if you can never prove that she was married?
What kind of person would sell anything? About the Anansadi, right? Is that,
I don't want to get into that. It's a whole separate discussion.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.